Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Neil Herland. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected international pressure to stop the war in Gaza in a speech to mark Holocaust Remembrance Day.
If Israel is forced to stand alone, Israel will stand alone.
The message was aimed at world leaders who have criticized the heavy toll caused by Israel's military response to the Hamas attack on October 7th. Many world leaders are calling for a ceasefire. Netanyahu has said he's open to a deal that would pause fighting and bring home hostages, but he also says he remains committed to destroying Hamas through a ground operation in southern Gaza. The latest round of ceasefire talks in Cairo have hit an impasse. Pro-Palestinian protests continue on university campuses across Canada. In the U.S., where the movement began, it's been a weekend of confrontation between police and protesters. Chris Glover reports.
Full-scale campus protests dominating U.S. colleges Sunday, from Chicago to Austin, Texas. But it's a full-scale campus cleanup at the University of Southern California. The remnants of the pro-Palestinian encampment being tossed in the trash. Before sunrise, the LAPD moving in. This student says the campus had been bracing for the crackdown.
I think it definitely felt like inevitability, and that's why we were here all night.
Police and the university confirming demonstrators left peacefully with no arrests. History professor Angus Johnston says the campus encampments are proving effective, just as the ones against South African apartheid, but faster.
Those gradually built up power and speed over the course of several years and were successful at many campuses.
Yet at UCLA's campus this weekend, where a lot of that momentum picked up steam, power washing scrubs away graffiti as things remain on lockdown. Chris Glover, CBC News, Washington.
José Raúl Mulino will be the next president of Panama. Tonight, the country's election authority declared him the winner of a vote.
Misión cumplida, carajo!
Mulino said mission accomplished at his victory party. The 64-year-old is a former security minister. He got nearly 35% of the votes, with more than 92% of the votes counted. Mulino replaced the former president Ricardo Martinelli in Panama's presidential election after the former leader was banned from running after being sentenced to 10 years in prison for money laundering. Toronto's top doctor says drug decriminalization is needed to fight the opioid epidemic. The city sent a request to the federal government 2 years ago to allow the possession of hard drugs, but British Columbia's move to roll back some decriminalization has this plan in limbo. Ryan Patrick Jones has more.
Addiction is, at its core, a health issue.
Toronto's medical officer of health, Dr. Eileen Davila, defends the city's request for an exemption from federal rules criminalizing drug possession.
That kind of policy intervention is just as much a part of public health practice as, say, for example, controlling an outbreak.
Toronto's submission is under renewed scrutiny after British Columbia recently rolled back part of its decriminalization pilot program. The federal conservatives say BC's reversal shows the policy has failed. Speaking on Friday, Trudeau said the city of Toronto has no active application, suggesting it needs provincial support. But that's unlikely, given Ontario Premier Doug Ford called on Toronto this week to drop its application.
I will fight this tooth and nail. This is the wrong way to go.
As Toronto's request remains in limbo, more people are dying from toxic drug overdoses than ever before. Ryan Patrick Jones, CBC News, Toronto.
Some unionized chocolate workers in Toronto are now on strike. Workers at Nestle are walking off the job over the issue of pension and salary progression. Their union, Unifor, says it has 461 members at the Toronto Nestle plant, which makes Kit Kat, Aero, Coffee Crisp, and Smarties. Unifor says it doesn't have any planned negotiation dates with the company. And that is your World This Hour. I'm Neil Herland.